Former Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor Gideon Gono has defended his quasi-fiscal operations as necessary at the time to help bust punitive economic sanctions imposed on Harare by the West. The central bank undertook quasi-fiscal projects and introduced programs such as the Productive Sector Facility, Basic Commodity Supply Side Intervention, PACOSI, Local Authorities Reorientation Program, the Farm Mechanization Program, and the Agricultural Support Enhancement Facility. Many of the operations were allegedly abused by corrupt individuals and public officials within and outside the central bank for personal gain. The International Monetary Fund condemned the operation, though Gono stuck to his guns in his book, The Casino Economy, to describe the rife speculative activities taking place in Zimbabwe that were akin to gambling during the era of hyperinflation. Taxpayers are expected to bear the burden of settling debts during his term as RBZ chief. The Reserve Bank Assumption Bill, passed in the House of Assembly, proposes that the government should take over the RBZ's $1.3 billion debt. But the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Member of Parliament, Eddie Cross, says the party will appeal to the Constitutional Court to challenge the bill.
There were many hundreds of millions of dollars spent for purchasing grain, fuel, agricultural inputs, even coffee-making machines, generators, and motor vehicles. These were handed out like confetti by Gideon Gono. And the party felt that these individuals who benefited from these goods should be required to pay for them. The second problem of the party was that the beneficiaries of this program, many of those should not have participated either in the debate or in the vote.
But prominent lawyer and ZANU-PF member of parliament, Jonathan Samkange, says parliament is supreme and cannot be challenged in such matters.
In terms of making law, there is no institution which is higher than parliament. When we talk about the rule of law, we are talking about obeying parliament. We are saying parliament makes law. And the other bodies interpret those laws. They don't make law.
Constitutional law expert Love Momaduku, who is also the leader of the opposition National Constitutional Assembly, says chances of the MDC's challenge succeeding are slim.
There is no basis for that application in the Constitutional Court because the Constitution does not prescribe the situation in which a member of parliament may be stopped from exercising the right to deliberate in parliamentary business.
Economic analyst Chris Mugaga of the think tank Economita Global Capital says the bill makes economic sense as it is a burden to the central bank.
The moment you hold on to that debt, you are killing the sustainability of the future generation. So this is the time the government should look at one thing. That's all the debt which has been incurred pre-2009, of which I personally don't think it will be fair to lose that debt with Chacha Manguja, or his job will just be a talk show or a cosmetic office.
But chairman of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, Joy Mabenge, says assuming the debt will burden the taxpayer.
It is not the responsibility of the citizens of Zimbabwe to then end up being heavily taxed in order for the government to be able to repay this debt that it now owes to some private companies, some embassies, and a whole lot of companies who were also raided by the central bank.
Zimbabwe's total debt, which is seen as blocking new funding for its stuttering economy, stands at an estimated $10 billion or 54% of gross domestic product, after verification with the external debt accounting for 90% of the figure. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington.